So as we head into this Thanksgiving week, I always like to bring our focus to gratitude. We all learn to say thank you, probably as little children, but I know if you're like me, we get busy and at some point we start sort of saying thank you over our shoulder as we're walking out of the store. But because this is a place where you come to think more deeply about the most important things in life, and to grow your connection to the source of joy, I want to give us the opportunity this morning to not just think about gratitude, but to generate the experience of it, the felt sense of it, of being grateful and appreciative. So first I want to tell you a story. The Treasure Under the Bridge, adapted from a story by Rebbe Nachman. There once was a poor Jewish man who lived in the city of Prague. And one night he dreamed that he should journey to Vienna. There, at the base of the bridge leading to the king's palace, he would find a buried treasure. Night after night he had this dream. The man couldn't stop thinking that if the treasure were real, it would help him and his family. And for that reason, he thought of making that long journey to Vienna to find the treasure. On the other hand, making that long journey would mean leaving behind his beloved wife and children for a long time. The thought of being away from them made his heart hurt. While he was gone, they would have to take care of themselves, and that might be hard for them. The poor man did not know what to do. Should he go find the treasure that would help him and his family in the future, or should he stay and take care of them now? His heart was torn. Still, every night he had this dream. He told his family about the dream, and together they decided that he should go. "We can take care of ourselves for a while," his family said. "You go and see what you can find." Leaving them behind, he traveled to Vienna to claim his fortune. The bridge, however, was heavily guarded. The watchful eyes of the king's soldiers made it hard for him to dig up the treasure. Every day, the man spent hours watching and waiting, walking back and forth across the bridge, looking for his chance. Every day, he thought of his family back home and how they might be having a hard time without him. He worried about them and he missed them, but he thought about the treasure and how it would help them to have a better life. After 2 weeks of his waiting and worrying, one of the guards grabbed him by the lapel of his coat and demanded gruffly, "What are you plotting? Why do you keep returning to this place day after day?" The man could not stand it any longer. He blurted out the story of his dream and how he had decided to come all this way to find the treasure. When he finished, the soldier started laughing and laughing. He laughed so hard he had tears in his eyes. The man looked on in astonishment, not knowing what to make of the soldier's attitude. Finally, the king's guard caught his breath. He stopped laughing long enough to say, "What a foolish man you are to believe in dreams. Why, if I let my life be guided by visions, I would be well on my way to the city of Prague. For just last night, I dreamt of a poor Jew in that city who has within the walls of his small home a treasure which awaits discovery." The poor Jew looked puzzled for a moment, and then a big smile spread across his face. He laughed, too. He thanked the surprised soldier and hurried home. His wife and children were waiting for him, eager for his return. They ran out to greet him as soon as they saw him. He hugged and kissed them all, telling them about his journey and what the soldier had said. He and his family now understood what a great treasure they already had in their love for each other. What really made the man's life easier was seeing that this is where his treasure had always been, right in his own home, where his heart lived. So 50 years ago, Abraham Maslow proclaimed that gratitude is a central part of what he called self-actualizing individuals. He defined gratitude as the capacity to appreciate again and again, freshly and naively, the basic goods of life with awe, pleasure, wonder, and even ecstasy, however stale these experiences may become to others. Studies show that when people consciously experience a felt sense of wonder and thankfulness and appreciation for life, their parasympathetic activity increases. That's that part of our nervous system responsible for relaxing, controlling stress and hypertension. Grateful people, it has been found, recover more quickly from surgery with fewer complications and even tend to live longer. Brother David Stindl Rast is a Benedictine monk and a contemporary mystic, and the author of a book called Gratefulness, the Heart of Prayer. And he says, we notice that joyful people are grateful, and we suppose that they are grateful for their joy, but the reverse is true. Their joy springs from their gratefulness. If one has all the good luck in the world but takes it for granted, it will not give him joy. Brother David explains that gratefulness is more than just a momentary emotion. It's a profoundly spiritual and powerfully healing state of being. So there's no doubt that approaching life from a standpoint of gratitude is a good thing for both body and soul. Sometimes on certain gray and moody days, or when life feels so hectic I forget to eat, gratitude feels a little distant and unreachable. So how do we work to cultivate that experience of appreciation? Greg Kretsch is a Zen Buddhist teacher. He explains that to experience a sense of heartfelt gratitude, you must develop a practice. Without practice, there's no development of skill. It's just an idea. You cannot become a grateful person just by thinking that you want to be grateful. Rather, you need to develop a new habit of attention, to notice the concrete ways in which the world supports you every day. And then we can develop a new habit of speech, expressing our gratitude to one another. One of Brother David's teachers prescribed this exercise for him. He said, for 1 year, I want you to write 2 notes of gratitude before you leave your room in the morning. Easy enough, thought Brother David, until the teacher added, and you have to experience the gratitude. In gratitude and appreciation, what's the difference? This author, Deborah Price, offers this wisdom. She says, gratitude is the base from which appreciation grows and flourishes, if we're paying attention. That is, we can be grateful for something in our lives without really appreciating it. To shift from gratitude to appreciation requires being more present, more thoughtfully aware, and active in reflecting on the reasons that we feel grateful for something or someone. When we truly have appreciation, we bring to mind what it is about someone or something that makes us feel brighter or lighter, happier, more inspired, energized, and loved. And that's a good thing. Regardless of what's going on in the world, that's beyond our control and can test our gratefulness. It's about shifting our focus from complaining about the perceived obstacles to becoming more aware of the gifts and blessings that carry us along and grace our lives with love and beauty every day, no matter what else is going on. I love this quote from Donna Markova. I know I've shared it before, but she says, gratitude is like a flashlight. If you go out into your yard at night and turn on a flashlight, you can suddenly see what's there. It was always there, but you couldn't see it in the dark. We know that it is good for your individual sense of happiness and well-being to cultivate this appreciation and to live from a place of gratitude. But I want to lift up that it's even bigger than you and your individual life. Gratitude can change the world. And you and I, each one of us, have an important role to play in that. Brother David Stindl Rast again says, gratitude can change our world in immensely important ways because if you're grateful, you're not fearful. If you're not fearful, then you're not violent. If you're grateful, you act out of a sense of enough and not a sense of scarcity, and you're willing to share. If you're grateful, you are enjoying the differences between people and you are respectful to everyone. And that changes this power pyramid under which we live. We talk about the world and all of its problems as if the world is some entity that we're not connected to or embedded in. But you and I and all the people we know and interact with, we are the world. And we bring peace into the world by bringing peace into our own lives and into the lives of the people that we touch. As Granddad said in the story, when we change ourselves, the world is changed. So as you gather with your friends and family around a table this week, may you each take a moment to appreciate all of the many blessings that grace your life and share those blessings with one another. May your eyes be open to the goodness that is present in your life, the people who love you, the beauty that surrounds you, and the delicious food that nourishes you. Your treasure is not someplace else. It is right here, where your heart lives. And allow the warmth of these blessings to fill your being and to spill out of you. This is the work that matters the most. This is the work of loving the world. Strengthened and encouraged by this community, let us do this work together with humility and gratitude and joy. Amen. So you were given a leaf when you came in. If you don't have a leaf, one of the ushers will bring you a leaf. Raise your hand and they'll come around. We have more leaves. I'd like for you now to hold that leaf in your hand. And as you turn it over, just notice its rich color, feel its texture. So I want to give us an opportunity to become more present, more actively aware of all the blessings in our lives. So I invite you to close your eyes for just a moment. And call to mind some of the little things in your life that you may have been taking for granted. Who are the people that make you feel brighter and lighter, happier, more inspired and energized? Call to mind your home, the feeling of waking up rested in your cozy bed, the beloved people and animals in your life who greet you when you've been away, the work that you do, whether it's in an office or someplace else, that is meaningful, that you enjoy, the beauty, opportunities that you have to be creative. And see the faces of the people in your life who see you, who know you, who love you. And all the many blessings that support your daily living, a car that gets you where you need to go, the miracle of hot water that comes right out of the wall in your shower, the coffee maker that brews cup after cup just the way you like it. And this community of support, of friendship. Just inhale these feelings of gratitude into your body. Allow yourself to feel humble and to feel thankful. Keep breathing that in and let this feeling fill you up. And holding that leaf in your hands, infuse it with this feeling. Allow it to absorb the energy of your gratitude so that when you take it home, and you maybe want to place it on your Thanksgiving table, you can be reminded of this feeling. If you want to write some words on it to help you remember, I invite you to do that. And this leaf that you're holding is special. Embedded within these recycled paper fibers are wildflower seeds. So if you choose to, you can soak the paper overnight and in the morning tear it up and place it in a pot and cover it with a little layer of soil. Keep the seeds moist, and in between 1 and 3 weeks, so the package says, wildflower seeds will take root and begin reaching for the sun. And may it be so as well with your own gratitude practice. May you grow rooted in the present and in humble appreciation for all that supports your life. May your spirit reach toward the light in joy and celebration of all the goodness that graces your life. Amen. Blessed be, and may it be so.